Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Moments will last and thrive. I have no reason.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. At the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, at this moment in time, you be the change you want to see on Life Conversations Radio. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you, yes you make a difference. It is so nice to see you in here. Let me get out of the chat room. It's so nice to see you here. Thank you. I am so super excited about this wonderful, wonderful day and this wonderful moment, this wonderful show that we're getting ready to co-create, co-produce together. And what you leave with is what you bring to the table. So make sure you're bringing something that's going to transform your life. But if you're not, it's okay. You don't have to bring anything because you have a choice. That's what you're going to do. Dexter said, and I believe that. That's one thing we have, choice. We get to make choices in life in which direction we want to go, what we want to do, what we're not going to do, how we see things, if we disagree or agree. It's all about choices, and there are no regrets. There are no regrets. So can you look back at your life and say, wow, I made some dumb moves, but you know what? I don't regret it. Or can you look back and say, well, I made dumb moves, and there were some great moves, but I don't regret it, because everything you've done in the past has brought you to where you are today. So where you are is where you are. Thank you. You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. I am here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but also on selected shows, depending on how energetic it is, we may go a little bit longer. So today's one of those shows where, you know, people protesting outside the studio. We've got the fundamentalists. Are you talking about sex? No, we're not. We're talking about friendship. But it's a great one. I know it is. Let's share some information. But before I do that, let me tell you about Julie Dexter. If you want to find out more about Julie Dexter, you can go to her website. Her website is simply that, juliedexter.com. juliedexter.com. And you can also find her on Facebook. Let me welcome the family, Awakening Heart, Betty Bedees, Elevate the Soul, Emilio, Silent Listeners, Kamau, my brother, it's so nice to see you. I just love your energy. I can see you. Kefa is in the house. 74 child is in the room. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, you're going, what is that about? Well, you have to come and chat with me to find out. 70 Soul Child, Joyful Time of Joy, Vanilla Smile. So we got Spain covered, we got UK covered, we got USA covered. Let's see, who else? What other part of the world is going to be represented today? We got a lot of people from America. So, you know, yeah, it's almost like, you know, it's home. So, you know, everybody gets their shout outs. No, oh, oops, we don't do shout outs. If we did, you know, I'd give you guys a shout out, but we don't do shout outs. If we do shout-outs, maybe I'll shout-out Celeste and Lori and Emilio and some other people on the phone line, some numbers I don't recognize. But, you know, we don't do shout-outs. But anyway, let's keep it going. Let's keep it rolling. It is so nice to see you once again. And let's start with a dirty word. Let's hold hands and pray, because we all want to expand in consciousness after this conversation, even if you get your feathers ruffled. Take a breath with me. Let's just breathe in the breath of life, the breath of God, the breath of joy and harmony and prosperity that is right where we are right now. And we're taking our inspiration today from the Daily Word, thedailyword.com. The affirmation is direction. I love it when everything just lines up perfectly without even trying to make it line up, just showing up and things just line up. Direction, wherever I choose to go, the Spirit of God guides me safely home. Remember that. Wherever you choose to go, have a friend or enemy without benefits is on you. Friends with benefits on you. But wherever I choose to go, the Spirit of God guides me safely home. Traveling into unfamiliar territory, I look for landmarks to help me find my way back. I may take note of a school, a farmhouse, or a lake to mark my path. On my return, seeing those landmarks brings me comfort and peace. I am assured that I will find my way home again. Similarly, when I am in an unfamiliar situation, perhaps facing a new challenge or an opportunity in a job or a relationship, I look for spiritual landmarks. This comes my way as a sense of serendipity or a familiar feeling of confidence, clarity, or peace. The Spirit of God provides my route and guides my course of action. Wherever I go, I am confident that God will guide me home.
Getting to some of the show right now. Today's topic is friends with benefit, and God will guide you home. Goodbye. We can just end it right there. But you know what? Because we're spiritual being having a human incarnation, let's have some conversation. I know people want to share.
Just listen to Life Conversations Radio every day. Don't go a day without a day.
Ooh, he went there again. Why? So corny. Let me call my co-host to rescue me, because that was corny. Anyway, so hello, Betty. And don't you crack on me, because I already know that was a corny joke.
Don't go a day without Life Coach a day.
Let me bring in John as well. Hello, John. How are you doing?
Doing great, my brother. Good to be here, man.
Good, good. How are you doing, Betty?
I am doing fantastic.
Good, good, good. And John, how's life treating you?
It's treating me well, man. I got to say, I woke up right before this show and ran into my phone because I set my alarm for like 11 and it didn't go off, or I woke up and turned it off. I don't know what happened. But I defied time. It got me here on time, and I was like, thank you.
I looked at my switchboard. I said, John is not here. I said, well, he's coming. So I wasn't even tripping. I said, he's coming. So I made that declaration to the universe. You were coming no matter what.
I think an angel shook me out of my sleep because I woke up in half a coma. But I rolled on out and ran in here. So I'm good now.
And so
it
is.
Your joke helped me
is.
Wake up too, so I appreciate it.
Because I would have talked about you if you didn't show up. Oh, my God. Would
I know,
about.
Right?
I talk about you on the radio when I see you in person. I'll be like, bro, what happened, man?
You
bumped out on
me. You would have just said, you know what? It's in divine order. I know he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, and I would have been in the bed snoring, waking up later.
Maybe next week I'll come to that realization. I won't be saying that if you didn't show up today. I'll be like, my God, come on, man. Divine order will come later after I forgive you and forgive myself.
There you go.
I'll be like, man, what happened? I don't know. But anyway, it's nice to have you guys back. Lots of energy around this conversation, friends with benefits, and I've had an awakening. I've learned a lot of different things. We've got callers who already want to share something. They're eager, but we'll come to you. What I want to do is, as you know, this is part two, and I want to ask you, maybe I'll start with Betty. What did you walk away with from the show we did 2 weeks ago, part one, in that area of God and friends with benefits?
You know, first of all, I want to say you two guys are tripping me out. Yeah, I want to put that out there. You know, I'm so happy to be here again doing part two. You know, that wasn't the intention when we went into some weeks ago having the show. We had no idea we would be even doing a part two of this show, but it was by popular demand, that's what happened. And so last time I got to sit, as I am today, between two fine brothers. And I want to take a second, folks, just bear with me while I have a friends with benefits in my head moment right now. Okay. All right. Okay. I got that out the way. Whew. All right. And the reason I said that was because what I took away from the show last week not last week, a few weeks ago, as I start researching and getting ready for this show today, two things that came up were sex and emotions. And when a person thinks of, and I'm going to say, to shorten it, FWB. So when a person thinks of an FWB relationship, sex comes up first, tends to, to jump right up there, and then the emotions attached to it comes up very close second, which causes some of the discomfort and ill ease even when discussing a friends with benefits relationship. However, despite what we believe and feel about FWB relationships, it is what is happening right now. So the tone that was what me and Ade discussed for this show was to say, look, folk, if you really want to start one or you're in one, here are some things you might want to consider and to assist you in making it work. Or if you want to get out of one, here's some things you might want to think about, how to break it off and still keep the friendship. So we'll get more into that a little later. But, you know, I learned quite a lot in the last several weeks since doing the show. I took a lot away from it and become better for it. So I'm going to end it right there and turn it over to John.
Yeah, John, what did you walk away with?
Great question. Well, one, I learned that there are many different views about friendship.
John, your phone is kind of sounding like you're coming deep down from the Atlantic River, right? It sounds like you're on the water. So can you rise up?
How's that?
It still sounds the same. Oh, Lord. He's drowning. Somebody hold his hands. John?
I hope that's not me. I can hear that.
Well, we can hear you, but it just sounds kind of, it could be better. Let me put it that way.
You know what I'm going to do? How about we hold that thought and let me call back in? I think it's my line. So I'm going to call back in. Okay.
All right, cool. To translate, he's going to call back again. I'm not doing no translating other than that. So anyway, while John hangs up and calls back again, for me, it was interesting because, Bayes, you and I have been talking about this show. I was thinking this morning, I don't know if I actually heard that term until you and I talked about, I don't know, a month ago. And when we were talking, I thought, oh, that's really great. And so for me, what I walked away with, and even this morning, is it's interesting that what you said about the friends, the emotion and sex, that it's interesting that, first of all, we all had different opinion about it. But the thing that stood out for me the most was, I thought, hold on a minute. It's okay that we're having this conversation about friends with benefits. But it just occurred to me that we all have different meanings. It means absolutely different things to each one of us. So, of course, you and I did our own survey, and we're going to be sharing those comments of what it means to people. And we got some amazing, amazing response. And now, for me, I'm like, now we can have a real conversation, as opposed to me thinking it means one thing and you agree with me and then we're having a conversation, but we're missing each other because you have a different interpretation. So
yes,
this is where today's show came from, that we're doing part two, and today we're actually talking about how to make it work. I know those of you who agree with it, but how could you make it work? You can make it work, and there's a little twist to it too, but I won't tell you yet. But John is back. He's taken off his wetsuit, all dried up. Hey, John. Keep talking.
You're the same.
Okay.
Oh, no. I think your phone is still sleeping. Your phone is still sleeping.
So you know what, Ade,
go ahead.
What can you do, John? Is we are going to, he told me to go ahead.
Okay.
While he worked on his technical difficulties here.
Right,
you know what
right,
I wanted
okay.
to do? We did do our own little survey. We did get some absolutely fantastic comments from people from all sides of the fence about that, that we are going to read some later. But I wanted to mention also some surveys that were
done. Go ahead, and I'm going to try and do something with you. You go ahead and run the show. I'll be right
back. Keep talking. Okay. And so what I wanted to share was some research that I have found out from people who have done research in some universities. And as I research and as I talk to people, I was surprised with what I had discovered. 75% of those, they during their research, they discovered had a friendship with benefits relationships, were still friends, and in a lot of cases were better friends even after the sexual part was eliminated. That's 75%. 60% said sex was not an initial reason for starting the relationship, even though it evolved into that. And on the flip side of the coin, 25% of the people who they surveyed had a FWB relationship, and once it stopped, also lost the friendship. And 40% says sex was the factor in starting the FWB relationship. And then finally, people who were surveyed, only 10 to 20% had gone on to have a romantic committed relationship. Now, it got me thinking, which is why we're having this tone of how to make it work, that's a huge percentage, 75% to 60% having really good responses, really good experiences mm-hmm. With that. And so it led me to a study that was done by a professor, at the University of Louisville, and he had made some great points. And I just want to briefly say what he said. He said that age is a very important factor determining how people view friends with benefits. The those younger than 45 tend to take the FWB trend in stride, where those older than 45 sound shocked, he said. So, we had a hard time publishing this study because a lot of older reviewers refused to even admit the phenomenon was going on. He continues to say, if FWBs are abundant and well exposed with a catchy label and Hollywood hoopla to match it, it's less clear whether they're really all that different from those who engaged in casual relationships in the past. Didn't young people in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s get more friendly with friendly acquaintances? What about free love? What about Sex in the City? He concludes that, in general, these relationships work out pretty well for people. They're saying that these experiences were good. They got a chance to be with this friend. They got to know them in a different way. And now that it's over, they see it as a positive thing. Now, once again, I got to thinking, wow, here's another study that was done amongst 1,000 people who teetered more toward it being a more positive for them than a negative, which led me to think that the negative is what comes up, but it's not the majority. The majority of people who are having these experiences are coming at it in a different way, which is, goes along with the tone where we want to now take the show. So I wanted to put that out there.
And I want to say, before I did, I want to acknowledge those of you who just joined us. Aisha is in the chat room. Let's see who just came in. Tiscali Finale, who went to Thailand to find a husband. What a blessing. Vanilla Smile said, I love to visit Thailand. All this sex is driving me nuts as a single woman. You know, and it's funny. Somebody else said in the chat room, let's see. Tiscali said, which I totally disagree with you. I am so going to disagree. Where is it? Let me read it. She said, well, I guess it's a she, yeah. She said, sex is overrated. Not. I don't know what you're talking about. Sex is overrated. Real friendship is far better and lasts a lot longer. No. Kamala said here, let me calm myself down. The conversation is the key. This has always been happening. We were never comfortable talking about it. Thanks for the venue to talk about it. Indeed, it is about conversation. People have been doing behind the scene and just don't want to talk about it. The real issue is our attitude to sex. our fear of our own emotions because we don't want to get hurt. But let me slow down because I don't want to go there yet. But anyway, John is back, we hope. John.
We're going to try this line. If this doesn't do it, I'm going to be listen mode.
This is a lot better. We can handle this. We can handle this.
This is better.
Okay, go ahead. Yes. So I was asking you just before that little glitch in the system, what did you take away from last show, part one, 2 weeks ago?
Much of what you guys have been saying, that there were so many different beliefs expressed about that kind of relationship. But the last thing that kind of I was inspired to see is that really in any relationship, the tools we have to navigate are the same, you know. So whether it's this type of relationship or not, but letting go of the beliefs that it's right and wrong, I think are the things that free us up to experience it in the positive way that he was talking about. So that's kind of what I left thinking, you know, looking forward to this show because we're going to get into some more of the details of, okay, well, how do you navigate it in a great way? But I like what you said, too, about defining it, because oftentimes when we're talking about something, if you're not coming from the same definition, it can be confusing, just like you said. So looking forward to continuing this conversation.
Indeed. And we're talking about this whole thing about clarification, and 70 Soul Child, who was in the chat room listening to her lunch break, I'm trying to pull up her comment. And I was like, I did not see that comment coming. And this is what she said. Let's scroll down here. We got some amazing response, and I want to thank all of you for sharing your thoughts. Actually, before I read 70s, I want to read this one, which is so funny. So we asked, what is your definition of friends with benefit? And Colleen from Oklahoma said, my understanding of friends with benefit is a male-female relationship that includes sexual relations. I hope I'm not the only one thinking that. And don't come across as perverse. She was like, okay, wait a minute. Maybe I'm the only one thinking this. But guess what, girlfriends, like they say, you are not alone. So let me pull up 70 Soul Child World, which I thought, I was like, wow, where is it, where is it? I know I got it here. There we go. 70 said, well, if you are a person under the age of 30, it is mine, she said, under the age of 30, and you have a friend with whom you are in a process of sexual self-discovery with a clear understanding that your relationship will go no further than sex, that would be friends with benefit. But then again, you shouldn't sleep with just anyone, so you've got to choose wisely, she said. If you're over 30, this is part that tripped me up. She said, if you're over 30 and still don't know what's going on with you sexually, I would venture to say that you may have an underdeveloped personality. in a way, in a nice way, she said, I think you got issues. But see, and we got comments where people shared, you know, friends with benefit is simply about sex, and we're going to read some others. But there's the ones I want to highlight now as well. Actually, let me go up here. This one for me, if I had to choose, I mean, all of it was off the chain, but this for me conveys what we're driving home today. And I think if we can shift the way we're looking at this a little bit, if you want to still look at it as only about sex, then so be it. But just listen. But if you're thinking, well, I'm open to a different awareness, an insight, to learn something new, listen to this. And I think this is, for me, it was like, wow, this is it, because this is what life is about. Okay, read it. And all the people from Utah, man, people from Utah, they're pretty cool. Julie from Utah says, I have a really good friend with benefits. For me, we maintain a great relationship as friends, but also enjoy the benefit of having sex. For me, he has taught me a lot about my sexuality. Not only taught me, but has allowed me to completely open and honest without to completely be open and honest without strings attached. It has opened up a new realization about myself that I couldn't explore with a potential boyfriend or long-term relationship. I also had gone through a sexual abusive relationship, and found that when I mentioned this to anyone new I was dating, they were hesitant about what was okay for me and afraid of doing anything to damage me. I am healed from that part of the past, and my friend with benefits has helped me overcome those issues in a completely freeing way. When I read that, I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. Because for me, when I'm talking about friends with benefit, the friend that you have that you feel emotionally supported by, you know, if you need anything, if you're sick, if you wanted to just share something in your mind, if you had a crazy thought, and you can call them and just talk to them. But as the friendship developed, you know, sex became part of the conversation. And it's okay because you can talk about it. This is the thing that's missing, conversation. If you don't talk about it, you're destined to get hurt. Well, even if you do talk about it, you can get hurt. But if you don't talk about it, the healing might take a little bit longer. And I want to ask Betty and John, let me go to Betty first. Betty, what do you think about that? Because I know you got this from Julie. What was the thought that came up for you when you got this from Julie from Utah?
You know, what came up was a lot about what we had discussed about how someone had mentioned in the chat room that sex is overrated. You know, what's overrated is attention we give to sex in the friends with benefit relationship. And that brought up my own experience, and I'm going to say it pretty briefly, because a lot of times you can have a friend with benefits relationship, and the sex really is way down on the chain of that relationship. And meeting Julie's response really resonated with me. The very first FWB I ever experienced was with a wonderful person, and this person taught me how to really, you know, it's really weird because you learn a lot about yourself when you have that male connection and that energy and that honesty and putting it out there. And we had an FWB for years, and people actually thought we were boyfriend, girlfriend, or something was going on. And I started thinking, well, what were we thinking? And I'm thinking, I didn't think anything. I thought it was okay. I didn't see anything wrong with it. But we never had that sexual part of it, and it never even came up. Had it had gone on longer, as John, I think, beautifully put it the last time we had part one, FWBs can develop into committed relationships. Had we had gone on, could it have? I don't know. You know, if it could have had, but it had, during that time, I had a low self-esteem. I wasn't quite sure about how men treated and wanted to deal with women. There was a lot going on in me that I had now this male friend who can explain some things to me without strings attached, without commitment, without all these things. And we learned, actually, he learned a lot from me dealing with women, which in turn, I hope, made him have a better connection with his wife once he got married. Unfortunately, his friend is no longer on this earth playing with us anymore, but it was an experience that I cherish deeply. And in my experiences of these relationships have always been beautiful, good, and learning. And it has taught me to be a better person. So it really is how you choose to look at it and how you, you know, a belief system you carry in that. You know, you have to remember what you believe and feel is what you're going to experience. It's what you're going to attract to validate that belief system. So if your core belief about BWFs are, you know, it's wrong or it's no good or it's going to lead to hurt, and then some way down the line you decide to try it yourself but not have tackled those core beliefs, you are simply going to draw and attract to you that person who's going to validate that core belief system of yours. And so it really is about what you believe and how you feel when you deal with this, because FWB is just a title. It only has the meaning you attach to it. And it only has the meaning. That meaning is coming from either what you have experienced or what you have noticed others experienced. Then you formulated an idea, and it became part of your belief system. So it really goes back to that, which is why I'm liking this show today.
And I'm going to, John, I'm coming to want to hear what you think and feel about what the comment, but I want to read this because I want to go between you guys, the comment, and the chat room. We're going to just make it nice and we're going to just flow nicely. 70 Soul Child said in the chat room, I guess she's responding to the comment, I think they lied. She said, I am not friends with any of my boy toys. Former boy toys, she said, I was very clear. This is what I want. Sex. Either give it up or bounce. No shame in that. So, and I think really when you're clear, if you go into this so-called friends with benefit just from a sexual perspective, if you're clear about that, more power to you. More power to you. Now, let me go to John. I don't know if you want to respond or maybe something else coming up for you to the comment that I read.
Well, the one thing I think about the comment you just read is what are you resisting when you go into those relationships and only want sex? What are you – what? Because that seems like a limiting way to engage that situation. So it seems like fear driving that. But more importantly, I think going back to what Betty said, the beliefs that we enter these relationships with, the thoughts and feelings we engage – these type of relationships in any relationship are amplified through that circumstance. And I think she nailed it when she said, if you're going in with issues, guilt or fear or what have you, well, that type of relationship is going to amplify it. It's going to bring it out, and you're going to face it. You're going to have the circumstance that helps you see it, mirrors it, and then you can deal with it. And that's a good thing. That's not necessarily a bad thing. That can help you bust that illusion once you encounter it face-to-face and say, okay, now where is this coming from? It's coming from me. Let me deal with it. Let me clear it out. But another common thread from the last comment you mentioned is how these relationships, we can learn so much through them. I share that very same aspect, like in one of the first friends with benefits relationships I had. I learned a lot about sex, a lot about relating to one another, by open communication, about the feelings that come up through sex, the whole nine, but was also able to really talk about it. I just heard some strange mumbling. Was also able to freely talk about different things that if there were these certain expectations typically in a relationship, I might have been embarrassed to even engage, even things like techniques and different things like that. It was so interesting how we could do it almost in an experimental way. Like we were scientists in the laboratory. We just tried things. There's no expectation of, you're not doing this right. There's none of that, you know. Not that that guy don't experience that now either, but but the point was the relationship was just a safe environment for that kind of learning. Now, the cons for me were I had the guilt, I had the conditioned beliefs that, you know, this is wrong and that is wrong, and I experienced some reflections of that too. So it, even though it turned into a commitment, eventually it didn't work out the way I thought it was, but it worked out exactly how it should have. So all that to say, man, I think what Betty was talking about, the beliefs, the thoughts we bring to any relationship and these type of relationships, if we go into them willing to learn, if we go into them willing to experience the honesty we talked about, but willing to encounter those parts of ourselves externally in that mirrored relationship and truly deal with them, truly learn the lesson. Hey, Dr. Beth Griffin would say, what is my growing edge here? What is spirit seeking the birth here? And through this relationship, what's being seen? And I'm telling you, many of us have missed out on the benefits just because we weren't willing to ask spirit, what is seeking to be birthed through me here? Sometimes it is that glorious connection and that euphoric bliss that can bring you to the divine ecstasy. That's part of our lives, you know, but if your belief system won't let you do it, then you just miss out. So hopefully that'll inspire some people to, you know, let go of all these conditions and resisting.
Yes.
It's got to be just like this. Let life show up the way it wants to show up and ask, hey, how, what's my role in this? How am I supposed to engage this relationship? Ooh, I got these feelings, these attractions, yada, yada. Should I presume? Should I not develop that intuition that can allow you and guide you on exactly how to do it? Then you'll probably enjoy life and those sexual experiences and those friends with benefits experiences a whole lot more.
I mean, you covered so much there. I've just been saying, amen, amen, let the church say amen. And it's so true because, you know, I'm looking in the chat room here, what Kamau said, I'm going to read it. But ultimately, as I'm listening to all this conversation, we're going to take your calls now, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And if you're in England, like Tiscali, he said, I'm a man. Okay, good. Thank you for clearing that up for me. If you want to join the conversation, you can use Skype, because I thought he was, I just thought Tiscali was a woman. He's like, I'm a real man. But anyway, if you're in another country, you can always use Skype. Just click to talk, and we will connect you. The number, once again, is 347-426-3346. And like 70 Soul Child is saying in the chat room, if it's just for sex only, then so be it, as long as you're clear. Kamau said all relationships require constant negotiation to the boundaries and expectations of the relationship. Marriage, dating, friends with benefits. And this is where we go wrong. This is the mistake that we make. We go into a relationship like a romantic boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, or boyfriend-boyfriend, or girlfriend-girlfriend, whatever, anything romantic. And sometimes it's we're afraid to really reveal ourselves, and we miss out. In the article that you shared some information, Betty, and I have that on my Facebook wall, you know, there's this thing, what I got from that is, there's something about sex and emotions that we're afraid of, first of all. But the other thing is, when people are free, when we're not feeling like we're in bondage, we leave room for transformation. But when people feel in bondage, when people feel like I'm trapped or trying to impress, I don't want to look a certain kind of way, we miss out. But if you feel free, like John was sharing, you can easily check in. You can talk about the experience. You can make love with your friend with benefit and say, you know, talk about it. Say, well, actually, I liked it when you kissed my neck. Well, I didn't know that part of my body was sensitive. You know, you can have this conversation. Normally, if we meet somebody, maybe at a club, and a week later they show up, tell you I'm planning to not boots or anything. But things just happen. It's been a long time. And before you know, you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe we're doing this. Sometimes we can't really talk about the sex experience. Like, oh, that sucked. That was ridiculous. You know, but the whole thing, what this show is about, is really create a new way of being for each and every one of you. It doesn't matter if it's a romantic relationship. It doesn't matter if friends would benefit. With your children, with your brothers and sisters, communication, conversation, talk, share yourself, be open, be willing to be authentic. Perfection will get you killed. Perfection will get you killed. The number is 347-426-3346. And let's see here. I'm trying to scroll down in the chat room, read, but I'll come back to the chat room. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. We got 240 area code. Last four numbers, 5915. You've had your hand up a long time, so we're coming to you when we come back. And you're listening to Life Conversations. We have Life Coach Ade Aisha is in the chat room, Awakening Heart, Elevate the Soul, Kamau. yes. Kamau is here. Lauren Holy's in the house. Holly, 76. Tamara Joy, Tiscali Finale, and Vanilla Smile. Everybody's smiling together. And when we come back, we're going to take calls, we're going to read comments. There's so many comments, and I'm definitely going to. I was reading this comment yesterday, and I was laughing so hard. We'll be right back. You can also share your comments in the chat room, but there's only one of us, one of me here. My interns didn't come in today. But just call in, 347-426-3346. Actually, I should just let my interns come in when they come in, so that way I'll be ready when they show up. That's a metaphysical comment. I'll be right back.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head,
your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship. It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov
for help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry,
I'll always be your muffin head,
your cuddle bug,
your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, be the change you want to see. Oh, my God. I just don't know how I do it. I just don't know how I do it. But I'm all dizzy and chat room, switchboard, chill, all of this good stuff. But, you know, I love it because anything less, I'll be bored. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. Today we are talking about friends worth benefits. Is this the new relationship? As a matter of fact, if you really embrace it, it would open up and expand your consciousness. And, you know, we're going to take a call now, and then when we come back, read a comment from Betty's going to read a comment. But it's really interesting. Some of the comments people talk about, people will get hurt. You get hurt. What are you talking about? If you're, okay, all right, let me sound a little bit more appreciative of the comments. What are you talking about? No, what are you talking about? In life, you're going to get hurt. That's the nature of being in this physical body. But the conversation helps you to heal. When you don't have the conversation, the hurt becomes hatred, and the hatred is taken out of somebody else, and you project it. So you can't really avoid hurt. If you're afraid of being hurt, I think you're going to enjoy life. Let me put that nicely. Let's take a call. 240 is the area code.
Okay,
hello.
Okay,
this hello.
Is
hello, we can hear you. Got a noise in the
they
background.
They might be ordering something for McDonald's, man. Hold on. Yeah, I think she might be ordered. Oh, baby.
Oh, you said all the respect for McDonald's.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but please, before y'all even go talk to Miss Amy, I want to find out who's been signing those vouchers. Because
what?
It's an interesting conversation going on.
I am confused. I
can
not
hear
figure
her.
That one out. Huh? Did you guys figure that one
like
out?
You got
to
call her other line. Her other
phone.
Oh,
okay. Okay, well, we'll come back to her when she's talking to her friend with benefits. It's like,
oh, yeah,
I'm coming. I'm leaving work right now. I'm on my way home. But anyway, Betty Pegues is my co-host of the show, co-producer, and Judge. I'm a mess. And Judge Stringer, you can find Betty Pegues and Judge Stringer on Facebook to find out about all the great work that they're doing, assisting people to step into their greater yet to be in different ways. Betty Pegues is on Facebook and Judge Stringer is on Facebook. Betty, share some comments that you have that, you know, I know there's a lot, just pick one.
Okay, one of my favorite ones that really hit home, actually there are several, but one of mine came from, and let me scroll down to his, it came from Orette, and I'm hoping if he's listening that I'm pronouncing his name from, and he's from Montego Bay, Jamaica. He says, my definition of a friend with benefits is a person who can, it does not mean they always can, be there for you when you need due to circumstances. With that, it does not mean the relationship has to be compromised by uncomfortable, large, egotistic expectations. It simply means that in the relationship, we listen with empathy, carefully and gently when our friend is in need of us, so to speak. A friend with benefits is an individual who understands the basis of our relationship and aids where they are able, which can mean making sacrifices, for you and not having expectations because of the truthfulness. And I just loved that comment. Thank you, or Kent. Another comment that I loved was from Jocelyn from Utah. You know, I have to give a shout out to all my Utah friends who sent a comment. They were just wonderful. She says, personally, I have a friend, and we go out and chat about what's going on in our lives. We hang out every once in a while. We are a lot alike in a lot of ways, and there is a strong friendship between us. It is clear that our connection does not dive into the romantic level, but there is a strong connection between us. I trust him because I know him, and there is a connection, and there is a connection like that. There was a time when the both of us were physically lacking in the relationship area, and we both felt our individual frustrations about it. We discovered and decided that explaining this to friends would benefit situation, expanding this to a friends would benefit situation would be advantageous to both of us. There was no romance, no explained explanation. It was a fun activity, and as if we were playing video games together. We still have a strong relationship and don't always have sex. But when there is a situation where one or the other is having a hard time due to the lack of, and you know what, we don't mind helping each other out.
So. Did you say like playing a video game? What's that? Wii? We're playing a Wii game.
Now,
oh Lord, oh God,
that should be the new Wii game, right? The friends with benefits.
That's right.
That's
a new Wii. You don't need a gadget; just be human contact.
You don't
I
need
like
a machine. Just bring your person with you.
No batteries needed. Anyway, moving right along. I want to go to the chat room. And 17, I want you to call in. And those of you, oh, I forgot to tell you this. Those of you that are calling and those of you on the phone line, if you want to add your comments, your thoughts, your disagreements, your doubts, your worries, whatever, 347-426-3346. But make sure you press 1 on your keypad, or else I'm just going to assume you're listening. So press 1 on your keypad right now so that I'll come to you. 17's in the chat room. Actually, then before I read 70s, Lauren said, this is a very interesting conversation on this subject. It makes me think that friends would benefit as a healing tool. Interesting. But then she came back, she said, oh, sorry, correction. I guess she's changing. She's like, somebody she knows is reading this. She said, listening to this program, I feel that it's viewed as a healing process. Like, I don't know if it is, but I think it's viewed. For me, it's a healing process, but it's really not just about friends with benefit. It's about life, period. 17 says, a healing tool? Nah. You know, I disagree with you on your disagreement, 17, because you said in your comment. You said in your comment, let's see if I can pull that up. Tell me, work with me now. You said something along the line that, where is it, 70 right here. Well, nope, let's go up. Okay, I'm going to paraphrase if I can't find it, because where is it? Work with me. Okay, now let's scroll down. I want to pull exactly what you said. I'm going to paraphrase. You said, friends with benefit. I love it. When you release it, you will find it. You said, and well, if you're a person under the age of 30, which I disagree with, again, you have a friend with whom you are in the process of sexual self-discovery with a clear understanding that your relationship will go no further. If you're in the process of sexual self-discovery, that's nothing short of healing. That is nothing short of healing, because some people end up getting married and they don't. No, don't. Just keep. Let's see. They don't know their body parts. They don't understand their body. They don't know what turns them on. They don't know their G spot. And so, if you can be in that place where you can talk about things, man, you talk about healing. Anyway, so let's see if I can read some more in the chat room. Now I'll come back to that later. Chat room kind of. Let me go to the ones that I know I can read. Let's read some more about people who are against it. Yeah, people who said, I just don't get them. Okay, this person, Jenny from Atlanta, Georgia, said, I wanted to tell you my perspective of friends with benefits. I have tried it several times. In my opinion, the ideal way this would work would be that you have someone who you enjoy spending time with, who you also enjoy having sex with. So how would you know? But anyway, but who you are not required to do anything like go to family dinners, meet bosses, or try to impress each other in any way. It is quite, it never quite works out that way for me, she said. So I've decided I'm done trying it that way. Other people seem to have no problem with this situation. And when I read this from Jenny in Atlanta, I thought it was interesting. She gave some really good points that it can work, you know, as long as you ain't trying to do no family dinners, not trying to impress one another, but it doesn't work out for her. And for me, I would love to have a conversation with Jenny. I would so love, because if you have that insight and you apply it and you talk about it, communication is one of the most healing things. Think of the time when you ever got healed. It happened through a conversation. Someone was talking to you. Doesn't matter if it's a therapist, a counselor, a minister, a life coach, a good friend, your parent, your brother. It was conversation. You had a space where you were able to share what was on your heart, where you were able to say what is true for you. You had somebody to listen. The problem is we're too afraid of ourselves. Without sex, we won't even have this opportunity to have this conversation. That's the catalyst for us being here, and we're so afraid of it. We demonize it. We judge it. We have guilt around it. No wonder we feel guilty about our own life. You know, we're afraid of our own emotion. Energy, emotion. Let it flow. Let it flow. And speaking of let it flow, I know Celeste is going to let it flow. Let's go over to Celeste. How are you doing, Celeste?
I am really well. And the girl that was on the line, the woman, I met her last night with baby sis. I hope she's listening. Because I can't.
How did you
hear
her voice? I couldn't even make sense of what was going on in that call.
Hey, who are you talking to, man? Come on. Hi, everybody. Okay. But yeah, that was her. Trust me. And if she's listening, because her definition for friends with benefits, I mean, I'm going to throw in some of the, one of the lines, if I can remember it. E, call back. Okay, anyway, what E said when I asked her about it, because I did a survey, I promised, you know, I told y'all I was going to start asking questions. And what she dropped down immediately when I said it was, well, that can, I'm going to do it like you did it. Well, that can work if the girl's not settling. She goes, because sometimes girls will,
if the girl
is not settling. Because the way that our culture is set up right now, there's some ground, there's some work that needs to be done. I mean, I almost feel like you guys are on a PhD level with this thing. And when it comes to emotions and sexuality and all of that, there's just, you know, some of us are in pre-K. I'm just going to go there.
I love it.
You're really pushing in a good way. But I talked to this sister last night that had me rolling. She's the new Monique. I hope she comes in. Actually, she's just all E, and I mean that. She's out of control. But when she said that, I went, yeah. And she goes, if you know what's up, and what's up are all your rules, whatever games you're playing. She goes, that's fine. She goes, but if somewhere in there is that conversation around, well, maybe I can make him fall in love with me if I do this. She's like, you wrong, and you settle in and move on. Get what you want. Mm. And that was the gift I got hanging out with my baby sis and E and T, and I hope y'all call in, and thank you for listening. That's it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Go ahead, John.
You know, that goes right back, and we'll get to that with ways to make it work, because it really is very simple. We tend to, as a people, complicate matters and things a lot. And what Celeste's friend said is a crucial point to keep in mind when you're wanting to even investigate it. Or you're in it and you want it to continue to make it work. So I wanted to put that out before we get to that little part of some ways, some tips that I have on making this thing work out for you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John. I love that comment as well, because often settling is deciding we can't get what we want now, so we'll accept this. In hope, or let's put it this way, in an FWB context, it's, okay, I'm going to pretend that, yes, this is all I want. If it's been made clear and I decide to settle for that in hopes of getting something else, I'm going to pretend that this is all I want, but it's kind of a denial process or a dishonest process that ends up backfiring oftentimes. But I don't think it's just with the women. I think with the men, there's another way that men may go into it, settling, like, okay, what I really want is this sort of relationship, but since I can't find it, since this woman doesn't offer all of those things I'm looking for in this ideal relationship, I'm just going to settle and not have a commitment and do this, that, and the other. I did that. So, you know, I'm speaking from that experience of I think that can lead to challenges too, and it's all around the beliefs we have. And that, really, if there's anything I get from this conversation, most it's dealing with those limiting beliefs we have about sex and about relationships. Mm-hmm. Once we can clean that mess up, once we can let go of all these crazy beliefs that limit and that say it has to be like this, and these crazy expectations that say, well, in a relationship it's got to be this way, and you've got to, you know, engage. You can't have more than one partner, or you can't do this, or you can't do that. They're all social constructs. It's like, where does that idea come from that it must be this way? We probably wouldn't have any disagreements about FWBs if we could all let go of our constructs or our limiting beliefs of what relationships with the opposite sex or even same sex are supposed to be. And I say supposed to, kind of tongue in cheek, but the point being that if we can let go of these limiting beliefs, the tool that we do have at our disposal to engage, like how do you do this successfully in FWB? Well, you use the tool you have at your disposal, and that is spirit. That is tapping into that guidance that can tell you how it needs to go. Because even if we do a survey or get consensus or talk to many people, it's going to be, true, we can find different consensus. True, we can find certain patterns. But the reality for our lives of what's best and the highest to engage in any type of relationship is going to come direct from spirit every time. And when we go outside of that and we start attaching to these beliefs, we end up not experiencing the truth ready for us. We end up experiencing the beliefs amplified. And oftentimes they're not, you know, they lead to more suffering, more chaos. So that's the key. Let go of the limiting beliefs. Let go of the your expectation of how life is supposed to show up and what it's supposed to look like, and calling this bad and this wrong, and be willing to experience, be open and willing to experience what spirit wants to take you to. But to do that, you got to ask. To do that, you got to say, okay, I let go. I don't know what is the right way to handle this relationship with this fine sister or fine brother or whoever you're attracted to. What is my role? What is spirit seeking to do? Are we supposed to be hooking up? And how do I engage? And then use some of these practical tips that we're sharing on here, because we're going in to find that stuff out, and we're sharing it with you. So test it. See if that's what you're supposed to do. And hopefully it will yield many returns.
Indeed, many returns. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade, Betty Pegues, and John Stringer. Today we are talking about friends with benefits. We're continuing the conversation part two, and we're talking about how to make it work. And the more we talk, the more we share. For me, is if Celeste said she feels like we're on a PhD level, and the great thing is we all come in at that level. But the question is, are we going to admit that we're on this planet and we already got the degree? And the degree is simply to tune in, to do our own spiritual work. See, any show that you hear on this network, doesn't matter what the topic is, what it's about, it could be, I can't even think of anything that's, whatever it is, it's going to uplift you spiritually. It's going to reconnect you with, because that's the intention, it's going to reconnect you with your spirit. So whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is you're doing, if you don't have a clear understanding of who and what you are, it may be challenging, but the good thing is, even if you don't, you can use whatever you're going through and growing through to help you remember and say, I don't want this anymore. I'm getting hurt too many times. This is painful. Why is it that I have friends and we start have sex and then they're gone? I want something better. At that point, you're at a point of surrender. You can take it to the next level and really hear yourself. So when you do get involved with a friend with benefit or get married or whatever, you can have honest communication. The article that I post in the chat room, and it's also my Facebook page, if you, if you like Life Coach,
That's what I found this thing. Facebook.com/LifeConversationsRadio. It will take you to my page. And an article, it's nice, I like it. It was nicely written. But really, what this suggests to me, if you're, yes, they're clearly who, people who are doing this just for sex, and it's fine. And if that's what works for you, keep doing it. But the thing is, what this concept, Friends with Benefit, brings up is to help us to be more open. Isn't that what we want in a relationship, in our lives? To be open with ourselves, to be open with our friends, to just walk around life feeling like we're authentic as opposed to feeling like a fraud. And the last thing you want to do is have sex with somebody and be feeling guilty. Oh, my God, that's the worst thing. That's like best poison in your consciousness. If you're going to make love with somebody, if you're going to have sex, if you're going to nut boots, whatever you want to call it, you better make sure it's a pleasurable experience. And if it wasn't, you better create a space to talk about it. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. I want to read some more comments, but let's try 240, who was ordering the McDonald's. And the last four numbers, because we got quite a few 240s, is 5915. And all the others, if you have a question, comment, thoughts, ideas that you want to share, 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Let's try this again. 240.
What's up,
Sean? What? They're giving shout outs. We don't give shout outs. I'm going to shut you out. They're talking about, what's up, Sean? Talking to Celeste. You need to share. Well, I did share whatever you want to share. Okay, I guess I could have been more specific. So let's read some more. And talking about, you know, people who are saying friends with benefit, it's kind of, you know, it just depends on where you are. I want to read this one from Kimo from Hawaii. Kimo said, which I think is funny, well, most of this comments made me laugh out loud, made me LOL. It's nice to have friends with benefits when you are in a transition or do not have time to cater to a relationship. Interesting. Because those types of things take a lot of energy. I, for one, take the subject serious, only because even if you do not have a commitment to each other, you still have to make sure that in you still have to make sure that the individual is not having other benefits, as in other friends, due to a lot of diseases going around. If you are not going to commit to at least one, that for me is a no-go. But I used to have at least three. So Kimo in Hawaii said, it's got to be just one person. But then he said, I used to have three. Talk about having your cake and chowing it down. But I used to have at least three. Friends with benefit at a time, he said. Oh, Lord. Talk about running games. Okay, I didn't be serious. No, but he's not running games. But here it is. He said, if I could just stop being silly, I can't help it. I've been hijacked by the goofy spirit. Okay, let's try it again. Om Shanti Om. Okay, here we go. But I used to have at least three friends with benefit at a time, and they knew of one another. Now, that's the thing. That's the key thing. They may have not met, but they knew of each other due to me being open with each one of them. That's the key point. He was open with each one of them. He was an understanding to meet each other's sexual pleasure. But now I have a steady partner, so I do not have a friend with benefits. But from time to time, the friends from the past do call, but I let them know that I am no longer available. Sorry, you're out of benefits. If I do reconnect with them either during a transition, then I'll make sure they take a test before I move forward with them. And, you know, it's like I read that and I'm laughing, I'm joking through it, but the key thing for me is Kimo said, I was open with them, that I have other friends with benefits. This is purely about a sexual experience. And if that's what you're choosing, then so be it. But whatever your choice is, be honest. Be open and communicate. Be open. John, you want to share anything to that, or maybe Betty?
You hit it on the head, man. That was one of the best points in there, the honesty and openness. Because you can't, if you're doing it the other way, especially with multiple partners, if you're hiding the fact that you're engaging in multiple sexual relationships, or you're not forthcoming with it, because of, at least in this society, because of the social conditioning, many people expect that, hey, okay, if you're seeing me, you probably think we're being physical. Either they're going to expect that you're doing it solely with them, or they're just not going to know and be confused and maybe surprised when they find out, hey, dope set, so why not get it out? Get it out of the way up front. Deal with it. Let them know, hey, this is how you're choosing to operate, and give them the opportunity to decide, oh, okay, that's how you're rolling. Well, I don't want that, or I do want that. That's how I engaged in my relationships, and I met my wife through doing that. I mean, I've been married for quite some time now. I love my wife. Monogamous relationship, and it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. I found this relationship through friends with benefits relationships, and was honest with her, and she decided, no, she didn't want that. Isn't it interesting that we end up getting married? but don't project that to mean anything. The meaning out of that. Right.
You were amongst the 10%.
Right.
And maybe your wife said, listen, if you want friends with benefit, I'm going to be the only friend. And if you don't choose me as the only friend, you're going to lose all this benefit. You're like, wait a minute. No one's ever told me that.
The only source of these benefits, if you want these benefits, you're going to have to let go of the other FWDs.
I want to say this because we're getting ready to release the show. We've got about 15 minutes to go. But I want to read quite a few, maybe two more comments. But I also want to go, let me answer this first. Lauren said, is this a Christian-based radio station? Yes, it is. It's a Muslim-based radio station. It's a Buddhist-based radio station. It's a life-based radio station. It's all that life is. Yes, we say God, but it's all about the God of your own understanding. Yeah, Christians can listen. Buddhists can listen. Atheists can listen. That's how we roll the Life Conversation Radio. That's a public service announcement from Life Coach Addy. Now, let's go back to the comments. Kamau in the chat room says, people from different cultures, they have a different view and conversation about subjects like friends with benefit. And I actually got that because we had a comment from someone like Orit from Jamaica. His perspective, he didn't even talk about the relationship. He didn't talk about the sexual aspect. He was just talking about friends who can be there for you, who can support you emotionally, mentally, who can help you or willing to help. There's another comment we got from Denmark, which is somewhere up here. Scroll up. I need to hire some more interns. Okay, here we go. Jeanette from Denmark said, for me, it means friends with similar goals and same interests. And they compete. Well, I don't know. She said FXPs. I don't know what that means. But she said plain, just my opinion. So basically, friends who have similar goals and same interests, because you have friends. And isn't that what friendship is? What if I think, okay, when we say friends with benefits, I don't like that idea. What's the opposite? Enemies without benefit? I mean, come on. Or friends without benefit? I mean, why would you want to be in a friend relationship, period, forget romantic relationship, and not benefit from it? Everything that we do, everything that you find yourself involved in, there's always something in it for you, always something. And go ahead, Betty. I know you want to share something too. I can feel it.
I know we are going to release the show, so I want to really quickly go over a few things of how to make this work. And I'm going to take a very short time because I think you don't need a lot of explanation behind it. One of the things, and this is for people who are listening to the show or who might be contemplating it, want to give it a shot, or who has it but just started it. One of the things is you got to be true and honest with yourself. Really, really do. What are your beliefs and feelings about FWB relationships? Really know that about yourself. What's the other person's view about it? The second you want to be is what state of being are you in at that moment? Are you in a frantic state of being? Are you in a exasperated, I really just want to get with somebody state of being? So you really, one of the first thing is really just to be truthfully honest with yourself, because remember, the energy you put out there is what you're going to get back to validate how you're feeling, what your beliefs are, and what you're being. The second one is make sure it is a friend. Now, a lot of studies have gone on to say that this should not be a friend. This really should be a mild acquaintance of it. I tend to disagree with that. But what you want to do is if you can talk with your friend about either past relationships or people you might be interested in and so forth and so on, and they're having a negative reaction to it or they're feeling a little jealous or a little something, then that's a sign for you that even though you might want it, this isn't the person to have that type of relationship with. So just make sure it's a friend. And the third thing is talk. The study has shown that 75% of these relationships who have had bad experiences or didn't work, they did not talk. You really need to sit down with this friend, and you need to go over it. You know, we are friends. We want to stay friends. What would happen if that part of the benefit part didn't happen? How important this friendship is to me? What are your feelings? What are your beliefs? Talk. And finally, set boundaries. Now, me, I like to go with the flow of things. You know, for one of my BFWs, I said one. Let me take that back. A BFW.
if one okay, would call you can let us know it's more than one.
Okay. John, maybe my head, but not. But if one of them would call me at 3 or 4 in the morning, I'm going to say, have you lost your damn mind? Remember, this is my friend.
Right.
You know? And so,
we don't roll like that. It's too late.
Hello? Hey, are you drunk? But you have to, you know, set some boundaries. And then if it comes to that point where you're saying, you know what, I just can't do this anymore. I thought I can. I thought it was okay with me, and it's not. First, you have to be honest with yourself again. You know, notice how that one keeps coming up. And know the signs of when it's to end. You know, how did you go into it into the first place? And then talk. Really talk to your friend and say, look, this is not working. If this is a true friend, they're going to understand that, and they're going to support you. This is not working. There's a reason I need to get out. But just don't cut it. And then run, because you then will lose the friendship, and the ill-easiness will then creep in. So it really is boils down to knowing thyself, what your core beliefs are, how you're being at the moment you're contemplating it, and making sure the other person is in alignment with that for you. So those are the tips that I want to give. And also, I want to finally say really, really quickly, because this is very important to me, this is a serious conversation. I know we're joking. I know we're laughing. And I believe in it. I'm not trying to push anybody to do it. But the biggest percentage of people who are dealing in this relationship are our teens. And what I like to tell parents, you know, it's very hard for parents to talk about drugs with their kids and about sex with their kids, but a 16-year-old and a 15-year-old and a 14-year-old, in my opinion, aren't emotionally mature enough yet to go through all these points. And as parents, we really need to have that conversation. You can't stop them. You don't know when it's happening, because it's a very secretive thing. But at least you can give them the tools that if they're presented with this, statistically it is said 80% of high schoolers are now seeing this as a new relationship. That's a lot. I wonder how many of those high schoolers are talking to their parents about it. So we're not making the connection when they go to play Wii, but they're really doing.
unless they're playing Wii like your friend Justin.
Yeah. I would like to tell people, have that conversation with your kids. Try to find a way to bring it up. You know, ask them if this is what is talked about in high school a lot, and prepare them what to do if they're thinking about it or confronted with that situation, so they have the tools to use, because we're not going to be there with, we're not going to know when it's ever going to happen, but it will save yourself a whole lot of therapy money later on. You know, we're mature enough to do it, but we have to remember our kids often are not. So that's what I want to say.
And the thing is, depending on the kind of foundation you
create with your children would make it easy for you to talk with them about sex, relationship, life. I want to read this last comment, and there's quite a few that we couldn't get to. I knew we wouldn't be able to read all of it, but I want to invite you to go to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. Click on the community tab and register to join our community. We're going to keep the conversation going. We're going to post all these comments on there. There's a chat room in there as well, so you can always just come add your 2 cents, your 5 cents, or no cents. Just come on, bring it and bring it. It's, go to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. Okay, here's one last comment I'm going to read before we release the show. This is somebody who's experienced it and warns against it, which I think is interesting. But anyway, here we go. Todd from Utah. All those folks in Utah, man, they're wise down there, or up there, or sideways there, wherever they are. I'll be 40 years old this summer. In my past, I have lived and loved with a great deal of freedom, having had friends with benefit. While I'm happy with the path that I have chosen, I have to say, in all honesty, it is not always an easy one, and I don't recommend it for everybody. Having friends with benefit comes at a cost. Such relationships are typically replaceable. Human emotions are not. Many people who live this way seem to think they are exploring the possibilities of a relationship. You might say they want the best of both worlds. I would like to warn them that friends with benefits almost never turns into partners with commitment. I love that. Anyone considering becoming friends with benefits need to be careful, honest with their partner and with themselves. It can be great fun, but you can never be too careful with the human heart. And I love what Todd said, and there's so much I can do a show on this comment by itself. But here's the thing. What if you don't want commitment? You know, when you say friends with benefit comes at a cost, I understand, but it just depends on what you put into it. Life itself comes at a cost. You got to work at it. And here's another thing, you know, that some of us will say, okay, well, I've done it, but I won't advise anybody to do it. But the truth is, experience is one of the greatest teachers. And you know what? The things that keep us all bent out of shape, as Kamau said, let me read what Kamau said in the chat room, which really, like, you've got to ask yourself, what is your belief about sex? If it's a negative belief, then it will be a challenge in any sexual relationship. And ultimately, this is what this is about. This is the most important thing. We are so afraid of our own sexuality. We're so afraid to talk about it to our children. We don't want to talk to our children about it. We say they're too young. We don't want the school to talk about it. But we sit them in front of the television, and they watch so-called teenager channels, and they're throwing sex at them in so many ways. We're so afraid to talk about the same process that brought us into this planet. The power of sex, embrace it. Somebody was saying it's overrated. I don't know what you're talking about. Please, don't even try it. That's a whole different show. Let me calm myself down. But as we get ready to release the show, I want to thank all of you for being here, those of you in the chat room. Of you that are nodding your head, laughing, agreeing, don't want to call in because you don't want people to hear your thoughts. I am so grateful. Betty, thank you so much for your contribution, for the research you did. John, thank you for your research and your contribution. I really appreciate you guys. And let's see what happens out of this because, you know, I always listen. But anyway, as we wrap up this conversation, Thank you. Ultimately, John has said it, I've said it, Betty has said it in so many ways. It is about openness. It is about communicating. It is about being true to yourself. And you can take this idea, all this conversation we've had, and just think you can live that as your life. Because you can put morality to the side. Oops, he didn't say that at the end of the show. Yes, I did. Put morality to the side. Morality is about right or wrong. God does not deal with right or wrong. God is. God doesn't forgive because there was no condemnation. And because God doesn't condemn us, you are free to be you. And whatever experience comes about, whatever result you get from your experience, so be it. But be true to yourself. Be honest with yourself. Be open. Do your own spiritual work. Understand that you're more than your sexual organs. Boy, if we can strip all that skin off of us and cut everything out, oof, no, that's a bit painful. Anyway, maybe I'll try a different analogy. But deep down within, we're just spiritual beings. So it doesn't matter. It's not that deep. Sex is
Just can I add my 30-second?
Please, go for it.
30-second blurb. This came from Spirit some time ago. Said, let go of your guilt, your misconceptions on love, sex, beauty, joy. Let them go and seek what is best and highest. Throw away all that you have learned from society and ask for the best and highest understanding of what is. Go on nothing of what is revealed to you from within, from spirit. Learn to listen to this voice of God within you, as you, through you. Learn to know and discern through practice. Yes, find what works for you and do it. If you do that, if you teach your children to do that, when it comes to friends with benefits and anything else, you can't go wrong.
And so it is. And Lauren, Lauren in Hawaii said, Ade, you better get your friend with benefits so you can heal yourself. I am healing, my brother. You know, I can ask for what I want. I can say what I need. There are areas of my life that I'm tweaking. But, you know, I am at peace with who I am today. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But anyway, we're getting ready to release the show. Let's see. What else do I need to do? Oh, yeah, don't forget to follow the show so they can get regular updates. The British woman is talking again. Don't forget to go to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com, and join the community, create your group, upload videos. And I just want to thank you guys. Don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. I should do a jingle like that. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Well, Betty, John, if you've got something to say, I give you 5 seconds each to wrap it up.
Okay.
I know you're welcome.
Whatever floats your boat, sell it.
There you go.
That's all I got to say.
Sell it downstream, right, Betty? Downstream.
Okay. I'll say this. Betty and I were talking yesterday. Friends with benefit, the way we're talking about it, someone you can lean on to support you. It's simply about saying, I got an itch. Can you stroke it for me? Okay.
Life conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Wow, because can you imagine having an itch and not being able to reach it? It is very painful. It's annoying. It's frustrating. Well, we're out of here. Thank you, beautiful people. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Life conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Life conversations.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Electrifying.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.